All right, the new hotness now on TikTok.
Yeah, is what?
Time shifting.
Oh, you know, I saw something about this. What is that exactly?
Billions of videos already and counting. So people are telling you how to time shift. So travel through time.
All right.
And people are watching this and people are recording videos. So if you want to time shift, they tell you exactly how to do it.
All right, how do you do it?
Did you know that you can timeline shift and manifest in the shower?
In the shower. So you ready?
In my crying chamber?
Shower.
That's my crying chamber. That's where I do my best crying, but okay.
That makes you so much more attractive, by the way. Some girls sing in the shower. Some girls want you to come in and rub their back and put soap on their back. You cry. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So you might want to go take a shower so you can time shift. I know you don't want to, but this is, I guess, how you do it.
You know how I feel about showering.
I know. So you're never.
I don't care for it.
You're always
like
going to be
a cat.
In 2021.
Into your most desired timeline where what you want to manifest has already come true using the power of the water in your shower.
You got it so far?
A powerful conduit to this.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to share a step-by-step way of how I've done it. There's other videos out there.
Yeah, go get in the shower right now. We'll try.
Where I've seen they've done it a different way, but this is how
I'm turning it on now.
You want to wait until the very last step because that's actually the most important step.
Go get in the
shower. One, you want to give yourself enough time because you don't want to rush this. Most people actually rush their showers.
Like Cooper.
This water's a little cold.
Like Cooper. She wants to get out of the shower as quickly as possible. So
you want to do this with intentionality.
What is that?
I don't know. You gotta ask her.
Number two, when you go into the shower,
soaking up my hair.
Soak yourself. Use hot, warm water, and really cover your entire body and get soaking wet. And
that's every shower.
So far, I'm there.
Running through.
Have you been in a shower yet that you're just a little dry? You're like, you know what? The shower isn't all that wet.
I'm still not 1993, by the way.
Through, literally visualize the water cleansing you so that it removes all of your limiting beliefs, the thoughts, the negative thoughts that you have.
I hate her, by the way.
All the things holding you back from stepping into your highest self, the uh-huh. self that already has, you know, that loving relationship, your career success or business.
She doesn't sound very confident. Like everything that she's saying, she's sort of like, I'm not really confident in this woman.
When do you cry?
The success or inner peace or whatever it is that you want to manifest. You got to remember that everything you desire already exists in the non-physical, but you have blockers in the way preventing it or maybe slowing it down from the material
of
orange or citrus or cinnamon. And really be intentional. Practice tantra, which is finding pleasure
in talking about
everything.
I'm going to take cinnamon in the shower.
And practice tantra.
Wash your hair, you know, lather your body with intention, with pleasure.
She's a moron.
The key to this is feeling really good. That raises your vibration. So when you wash everything off, continue feeling those good feelings, that pleasure, that joy, and visualize you already having all that you desire.
And when do I get to go back in time?
Final step is super important.
Okay.
So move your water to the coldest possible temperature.
Okay.
And as you're really filling your entire body head to toe with this cold water running down, take 3 to 8 conscious breaths. And while you're doing this, practice law of assumption.
I'm gonna drown in the shower.
Assume that it's already yours.
In cold water. My boyfriend's gonna come in there and be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, you're not crying. What's going on?
Believe it.
You okay?
It's quiet
this
in
is
there.
Really
it's a little
where
too
that
quiet.
Shift happens into that timeline. This
usually there's yelling, screaming, yelling the word fuck, and crying.
To cold really shifts you and match it with a belief. Follow for more on manifestation and energetics.
I learned nothing. When's the timeshare? When does the time leap thing happen?
You put it on really hot water, you cleanse yourself, and you put it on really cold water, and then you go back to 2017. That's what she says. So go try that. So that's the Daily Mail put that out. That's what their big story today is.
All right. So I wasn't going to shower today, but now I'm going to, and I'm going to take the cinnamon in there with me, and I'm going to do some cleansing breaths and hope I don't drown.
And I think you should take mushrooms. She forgot to mention mushrooms.
Yeah, she forgot to mention the drugs. So yeah, what is she on? I want to know who her dealer is.
I don't know. Really hot water, then really cold. Remember that. And then cleanse yourself. Thought I would help you. Go back in time.
Here's the thing. If I'm going to go back in time or go forward in time, I don't want to be in the shower because then I'm going to show up there naked.
Yeah, but you look better in 1997.
That's a good point. Okay.
So as long
I have to go very far back in time.
As long as you don't time shift forward. If you time shift forward to like 2037, it's not good. Okay. Definitely get out of that quickly.
Okay, 10 years back, and then I can walk around naked during that time, no problem.
Not forward.
Okay, not forward. Okay.
10 years forward. That's very scary. Not good for anybody. You will be crying in the shower.